now. An AirChecks.com special presentation.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. Here on AirChecks.com.
That's George Jones. Tell me what that on Kate Davis called Golden Rings. 20 minutes away from 8 with Bob Jones. And don't forget, we'll be giving away two more albums between now and 9 o'clock. You'll be listening for that. Hub City weather brought to you by the Old Opry House on the Slayton Highway.
Hi, friends. This is Kenny Mayne. There's an all-new night spot in Lubbock. You knew it as the Carriage House. Now it's been completely remodeled into one of the finest country clubs in the Southwest. We call it the Old Opera House. Drop by and see us tonight for the best country atmosphere in Lubbock. We appreciate you.
Don't miss the Kenny Mayne's band tonight at the Old Opry House, 912 Slayton Road.
Well, I see partly cloudy through Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Continued warm and humid this afternoon and Saturday. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s, lows in the morning in the low 60s. Winds should be 10 to 15 miles per hour in a northeasterly direction, and a 50% chance of rain tonight, decreasing to 30% chance on Saturday. Currently in Lubbock, 80 degrees. Now you can save and really save on groceries by buying in case lots at cost plus 10% at Friendly Paul Inger's, 3202 Avenue H. Of course, they sell off the shelf at retail like anybody else, but if you're finally good and tired of high food prices, find out how you can save on groceries. Buy the case at wholesale plus 10% at Paul Inger's and its name brand merchandise. Buy a month's supply or swap with your friends and neighbors. It's the money-saving way to buy, and don't forget it's Paul Inger's for those good Texaco products, too. Paul Inger's Grocery and Service at 32nd Avenue H. You by Jeff Wheeler Realtors.
Take the guesswork out of body repair by leaving it to Western Body Works at 707 Texas Avenue. Bob Caldwell, Bill Beatles, and all the staff at Western Body Works promised you expert workmanship and prompt service. Your insurance claims are welcome, and when you need it, wrecker service is available. Western Body Works also offers the finest in auto painting, glass installation, frame service, and the best bare alignment department in Lubbock. Get it fixed to stay fixed, and fix it right the first time at Western Body Works. At 707 Texas Avenue in Lubbock.
Today's racing results from Rodoso Downs, New Mexico, are a presentation of Jeff Wheeler Realtors, 3302 34th Street, now offering the country way of life in Mesa Estates. And now to the Rodoso Downs Sports Network.
Good evening from Rodoso Downs Racetrack, the home of the All-American Futurity. Today, the classic trials for the World's Championship Quarter Horse Classic at 440 yards. We've had some. We'll tell you about the 10th race, fourth division of the trials, run on a track classified as good under beautiful skies and, the, you know, just a beautiful day. Okay, the 10th race, fourth division of the trials, the winning horse, Lucky Stepper, paid 10.20, 6.20, and 4.80. Dedra's Uh-Oh came in second, paying $4.340. Velox Man was third and paid $5.60. The time, 21 and 86 one-hundredths of a second. We'll be back with race number 8 right after this message.
Nostalgic for those good old growing-up days when you had a horse to feed and ride. Mom brought in fresh vegetables from the garden. Wish you could afford the same for your kids. Quiet Country Living is still available, and at a price you can afford, in Mesa Estates, offered by Jeff Wheeler Realtors. 1 1/3 acre tracks with all new brick home, or will custom build. Mesa Estates at 121st and Slide Road, just minutes from downtown shopping and with low taxes, low utilities, and good well water. Get back to the good life. Mesa Estates. See Jeff Wheeler Realtors, 3302 34th. In Lubbock.
The 11th race, beg your pardon, this is not the 8th race, the 11th race at Rodoso Downs. 4 furlong allowance for 3-year-olds, our feature race today.
Donnetford opens up 2 lengths. It's Misty Murmur second by 1/2 length. Then it's Miss Bokey 1/2 length on the outside. Busher Fire by 2 lengths. Cherry Hancock by 1/2 length. Feministic by 2 lengths. Green Fashion, 2 lengths. Starprinter, 2 lengths. Table Palfrey, 2 lengths. And leading Flash, Sonnet Bird on the inside, Push of Fire. And Miss Bokeh, it's Sonnet Bird in the front.
And the winning horse in the 11th race, Sonnet Bird, paid $4.20, $3.40, and $2.60. Push of Fire came in second, paid $8.60 and $5.20. Miss Bokeh was third and paid $9.40. The time, 46 and 3/5 seconds. Now, our final race today, the 12th race, right after this message.
Discover quiet country living. See Mesa Estates at 121st and Slide Road. 1 1/3 acre tracts available with a new 3-bedroom brick home. Or see Jeff Wheeler Realtors for your custom-built dream home. Mesa Estates, highly restricted, offers a whole new way of life with room to raise and ride your horses and space aplenty for garden or hobby workshop. Mesa Estates, country living with a down-home feeling. Just minutes from downtown Lubbock, see Jeff Wheeler Realtors, 3302 34th, about Mesa Estates. It's a great way to live.
Race number 12, Quinella Wagering, 5.5 furlong maiden race for 3 and 4-year-olds. The winning horse in the 12th race, Straight Girl. Pay $10, $4.40, and $2.80. Tiger Walk came in second. Pay $16.40 and $9. And Brooks C came in third and paid $6.60. The time, 1 minute 7 2/5 seconds. The Quinella paid $153.60. That winds up racing for today at Ruidoso Downs, but we'll be here tomorrow and every weekend throughout the summer season bringing you races here on the Ruidoso Downs Sports Network.
Racing results from Ruidoso Downs have been a presentation of Jeff Wheeler Realtors, 3302 34th Street, where daily gate passes to Ruidoso Downs are always available. Contact Jeff Wheeler Realtors about the country way of life in Mesa Estates. This has been a sports exclusive of KDAV, Lubbock's country entertainer.
This summer, soon, spend an exciting afternoon at Ruidoso Downs. Then spend a quiet, restful evening at the Smoky Bear Motel in Capitan, New Mexico. 28 clean and comfortable units, located just 20 minutes from Ruidoso Downs. And the friendly management offers daily track passes to guests. Smoky Bear Motel is where the commercial man stays, and he knows. And be sure to try the delicious food in the adjoining Smoky the Bear restaurant. Anytime this summer, anytime at all, you're welcome at the Smoky Bear Motel and restaurant in Capitan, New Mexico, home of the National Smoky the Bear Museum. For reservations, call 354-2253.
You know, it's a good feeling to know that there is one location that you can go for all your horse care items, and that's Loki's Farm and Ranch World, next door to Cattlemen's Commission Company on South University here in Lubbock. And by all your horse care items, I mean from Purina horse checkers for your nutritional needs, on down to horseshoes, for instance, all your Western tack, saddles, bridles, horse blankets, whatever it might be to care for your horses. Loki's Farm and Ranch World is the location. Again, they're next door to Cattlemen's Commission Company on South University, Lubbock.
That's Gary Stewart, Some Room Up Above the Street on K-Dave. 6 minutes away from 8 with Bob Jones.
New Super Club of the South Plains, the Golden Spread, continues to bring you the biggest names in country music. In person tonight, see and hear the host of Continental Country and the great recording artist, Jerry Naylor.
It is the time I look in the water.
Yes, that's tonight at the Golden Spread. Jerry Naylor with the Larry Crider Band, the very best in live country entertainment. Tonight at the Golden Spread at Avenues A, H, and Q on the traffic circles next to the Red Raider Inn. The champions wrestle tonight at Lubbock Fair Park. Nick Roberts, promoter, presents a tremendous card of championship wrestling starting tonight at 8:30. For the Brass Knuckles Championship, you'll see champion Dennis Stamp take on Ricky Romero. In tag team action, it's champions versus champions when the Southern heavyweight champs, Rick Hawk and Sweet Hansen, meet the Western States champs, Pez Watley and Abe Jacobs. Also, the Super Destroyer is matched against Rick Davidson, plus two more big matches. No advance in admission, so don't miss Championship Wrestling tonight, starting at 8:30 p.m. at Lubbock Fair Park.
Just listen to the great movies waiting for you tonight at the Red Raider Drive-In Theater. On the front screen, an all-out erotic thriller, The Rogue. It goes all the way. In blazing color and rated R. And the second feature, Models. And on the back screen, remember Tom Laughlin from Billy Jack? Now he's back in spectacular style and master gunfighter. And the second hit, Junior Jackson, The Last American Hero. Both features rated PG. Red Raider Drive-In Theater, 600 North University.
Here's Ronnie Millsap on Kid Abe. I'm a stand-by-your-woman man.
At 5 o'clock, she knows I'll soon be home.
At 7:57, I'm Rick Evans. A Texas Tech Board of Regents will be meeting tomorrow, looking for a new president for the university. Ward Wren has more on that story.
Chairman Clint Formby of Burford announced today that the Board of Regents of Texas Tech University and Texas Tech University School of Medicine will convene in the Regents Suite of the administration building here tomorrow, Saturday, July 17th at 11:15 a.m. Purpose of the meeting will be to continue considerations for the selection of a new president for this university, Formby said. Chairman Formby stated that the board would meet initially in executive session to discuss this personnel matter. He anticipates that the board will open its session to the public in the early afternoon. I'm Morris Rand for Texas Tech News.
This is KDAV News.
Gold. In the 1850s, not only miners moved west, so did Mr. Wells and Mr. Fargo to establish banks. Gail Borden marketed condensed milk. Elisha Otis demonstrated his safety elevator. Good years for American business and for the people it served, then and now.
Another part of our birthday celebration. How American business helped build our nation.
A public service message of the Chamber of Commerce of the United States.
The city of Lubbock is looking for a new city manager following the announcement today that city manager M.B. McCullough was resigning. Public Information Officer Vaughn Henry has the details.
Mr. N.B. McCullough announced today he plans to retire effective August the 31st. He made his announcement during the noon hour in a break of the budget work session in which the City Council is now reviewing his budget proposal for the coming year. City Manager McCullough had informed the mayor and council of his plans to retire in a letter to the mayor on July the 7th. Mr. McCullough has been a city employee for 39 years, formerly was Director of Public Works and Director of Utilities, and he was appointed city manager here in October 1971. Mr. McCullough says he plans to remain in Lubbock following his retirement. This is Vaughn Hendry, Public Information Officer for the City of Lubbock.
The City Council has requested that all applications be submitted by August 15th, and they also asked Assistant City Manager Larry Cunningham to submit an application for the job. Mayor Bass indicated they would be looking for applicants with city manager experience in cities of 100,000 population or over. A federal judge in Houston has given 100-year prison sentences to a father and two sons found guilty last month on charges of hijacking a jetliner from Houston to Havana in 1972. And the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice is not going to investigate the shooting death of Richard Morales. John Clark, the U.S. attorney for the Western Region of Texas, said that the federal government has no grounds to interfere in the state prosecution of former Castroville City Marshal Frank Kays. Fears of a possible new surge in interest rates torpedoed the stock market today. Prices slipped along a broad front as the Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up nearly 4.5 points. The Dow closed at 993.12 after a day of fairly listless trading. KDAV weather calls for a 60% chance of rain tonight, 50% chance for tomorrow. Low tonight, the mid-60s, high for tomorrow, the mid-80s. KDAV News puts you there with 580 News on the go. I'm Rick Evans reporting.
KDAV. KDAV, Lubbock's country entertainer, where the winnings just begin.
People see us everywhere.
It's only make-believe. Glenn Campbell from Out of the Past on KDAV. Here's Johnny Duncan.
She was smart.
That's Johnny Duncan in Strangers on KDAV. tell you what, we're going to be giving away one of those albums in just a few minutes, so you'd be standing by your telephone to win from KDAV.
By popular demand, the Palm Room presents Tony Douglas.
If I can make it through the morning.
Yes, you ask, and the Palm Room brings him back. Hitmaker, thank you for touching my life, my last day, rainbows and wishing wells, and many more of your favorites.
Thank you for touching my life.
Make a date right now to see and hear Tony Douglas and his famous band, The Shrimpers, tonight at the Palm Room, 3 miles east on the Idaloo Highway, BYOB. For reservations, call 763-3709.
Adult Movie Entertainment at its very best. Two big features for the very mature, now showing on the giant outdoor screen of the Fine Arts Drive-In Theater. Tonight's first feature, Sexport, revealing.
This is airchecks.com.
That's Gene Watson, Because You Believe in Me, on KDAV. 816 with Bob Jones, going to go back to 1974, and Tommy Overstreet, and I'm a Believer.
I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Believer. That's Tommy Overstreet on K-Day from 1974, 18 minutes after 8 with Bob Jones, and a community reminder for you from K-Day, an aptitude exam for prospective vocational nursing students will be given at 12:45 p.m. July 19th at South Plains College to test. The test to be given in the SPC Guidance and Counseling Office in Loveland is a requirement of all students who plan to enroll this fall in SPC's one-year vocational nursing program. Test fee is $1. Interested person should contact 894-4921.
The champions wrestle tonight at Lubbock Fair Park. Nick Roberts, promoter, presents a tremendous card of championship wrestling starting tonight at 8:30. For the Brass Knuckles Championship, you'll see champion Dennis Stamp take on Ricky Romero. In tag team action, it's champions versus champions when the Southern Heavyweight Champs, Rick Hawk and Sweet Hansen, meet the Western States Champs, Pez Watley and Abe Jacobs. Also, the Super Destroyer is matched against Rick Davidson, plus two more big matches. No advance in admission, so don't miss championship wrestling tonight, starting at 8:30 p.m. at Lubbock Fair Park. New Super Club of the South Plains, the Golden Spread, continues to bring you the biggest names in country music. In person tonight, see and hear the host of Continental Country and the great recording artist, Jerry Naylor.
It is the time I look in the water.
Yes, that's tonight at the Golden Spread. Jerry Naylor with the Larry Trider Band, the very best in live country entertainment. Tonight at the Golden Spread at Avenues A, H, and Q on the traffic circle next to the Red Raider Inn.
Knowing which way to go.
First, there was Giddy Up Go.
Giddy Up Go.
Then Phantom 309.
You hear them air brakes come on.
And now, the master storyteller is back to number one with...
He said Breaker 19. Is anyone there?
Teddy Bear.
Come on, back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear.
Red Savine has made his long-awaited return. K-Dave, in cooperation with Gusto Records, gives you a chance to talk to Teddy Bear and win a Red Savine Teddy Bear album. And if you're one of the many album winners, you may be the winner of the K-Dave Big 10-4 grand prize. A Johnson Messenger Model 123 SJCB radio, completely installed. It's just another way. K-Dave's taking over the country.
Gatlin on K-Dave, Warm and Tender. That's Larry Gatlin on K-Dave, Warm and Tender. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock with Bob Jones.
Tonight at Bigger Than Dallas, South University and Loop 289.
How old do you think I am, he said.
It's Tom T. Hall.
Got her own thing going.
Dance to Your Favorites by Tom T. Hall tonight. At Bigger Than Dallas.
We must have drunk 10 quarts of German beer.
It's an unbelievable chance for you to enjoy the music of a legend, Tom T. Hall. Make your plans now to get your favorite people together, enjoy your favorite beverage, and enjoy dancing to the music of Tom T. Hall at Bigger Than Dallas tonight.
That's a perfect example of a negatory romance.
Bigger Than Dallas, South University in Loop 289. Just listen to the great movies waiting for you tonight at the Red Raider Drive-In Theater. On the front screen, an all-out erotic thriller, The Rogue.
It goes all the way. In blazing color and rated R. And the second feature, Models. And on the back screen, remember Tom Laughlin from Philly Jack? Now he's back in spectacular style and master gunfighter. And the second hit, Junior Jackson, the last American hero. Both features rated PG. Red Raider Drive-In Theater, 600 North University.
As I love Tom T. Hall on K-Dave, here's Merle Haggard.
All aboard America, here comes the freedom train.
Comes a freedom train. That brings us up to ABC News coming up in just about 30 seconds. Don't forget, we got that album to give away. It'll be in the next half an hour.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bob Capps reporting. FBI Director Clarence Kelly tonight fired Associate Director Nicholas Callahan. The FBI would not further discuss the firing because of continuing investigations by the Justice Department into FBI burglaries and financial kickbacks. Federal, state, and local authorities in California are using everything from helicopters to horseback riders in the search for 26 missing school children and their bus driver. They were returning from summer school near Chowchilla, California. A bus was found along with items of clothing, and a statewide alert for three white vans with gold trim has been issued. California Highway Patrol Inspector David Martin tells ABC News about the search procedure.
We start at the location where it occurred, and we spread from there. Our aircraft has been circling the entire location, starting at the point of where the bus was found, and circling the entire county. And before nightfall, we will have seen the entire Madera County.
California Highway Patrol Inspector Martin. The anguished parents fear the abduction was pulled off by a terrorist group. In Chowchilla, ABC's Bill Applegate asked Mrs. Carol Marshall, the mother of 14-year-old Michael Marshall, who was on the bus, about her fears.
How fearful are you for his safety?
Scary. Because there's nuts running around nowadays.
FBI agents at the search command post in Chowchilla say no demands have been received in the bizarre case. Now, this.
Weekends were made for Nickelodeon.
Weekends were made for Nickelodeon.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Weekends.
Say a few friends drop by.
Weekends.
Let you know which beer you're going out to buy.
It's Nickelodeon.
What if nobody shows?
Weekends.
Who cares if nothing goes?
Weekends.
Cause you know what every good beer drinker knows.
St. Louis.
The Olympic Games at Montreal appear to have sprung a leak. Three black African nations pulled out today because New Zealand will participate. Earlier, Taiwan withdrew after Canada and the International Olympic Committee decided the athletes could not claim they were from the Republic of China. Nigeria, Uganda, and Zambia pulled out less than 24 hours before the formal opening ceremony. Democratic presidential nominee Jimmy Carter returned to his home in Plains, Georgia tonight after the business of putting together a national ticket at the convention in New York. Carter told a welcoming crowd in Plains,
"We've got a good team going, and I believe that next January the 20th, if we can stay close to the people of this country and not forget our heritage and not forget our basic principles, that the team in the White House will be Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale."
Jimmy Carter back home again in Plains, Georgia. President Ford and Ronald Reagan directed their delegates to honor a midnight tonight deadline for delegate challenges by committees supporting them. The agreement was worked out in a meeting between staff members of the two contenders. In Salt Lake City, Utah, Reagan said the Watergate issue will not work against him because he wasn't there. And Reagan also said he didn't see anything new in the Carter-Mondale ticket.
Very frankly, I think that the whole tone of this convention and
the two candidates reveal that there isn't too much change in the policy of the Democratic Party and convention and candidates since the 1972 election. I think it's almost McGovern all over again.
Ronald Reagan, Utah and Connecticut Republicans hold state conventions tomorrow. After 5 days and 38 hours of deliberations, two American Indians today were found innocent of killing two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge, South Dakota Indian Reservation last June. This is ABC News.
He directs the supernatural. He is the shaman, the medicine man, and his power is lost. Now from Columbia Pictures, Shadow of the Hawk.
Shadow of the Hawk now showing at the Backstage Theater, Tenney Country Center, and on the back screen of the Golden Horseshoe Drive-In Theater. Also on the back screen of the Golden Horseshoe, see Open Season. On the front screen, it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, now showing at the Golden Horseshoe Drive-In Theater on South University Avenue.
That's the news. I'm Bob Capps for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
Wish I didn't have to miss you.
That's from 1966, Jack Green and Jeannie Seeley. Wish I didn't have to miss you. On K-Dave, 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock with Bob Jones, here's Sonny James.
Something is wrong.
Well, something's wrong with my baby, and I guess there's something wrong with me. That's Sonny James on K-Dave, and we have a special weather statement here from the National Weather Service in Lubbock. The tornado warning is no longer in effect for Crosby County of Texas. The tornado last reported south of Rawls has dissipated and is no longer a threat. Very heavy thunderstorms are moving into Lubbock County at this time. Reports from Buffalo Springs Lake indicated extremely heavy rains and very gusty winds. The heaviest activity is expected to move south of the city of Lubbock, although the city itself will probably experience rain and gusty winds. The possibility of local flooding in southwestern Crosby and southern Lubbock will exist for the next hour or so. Also, the possibility of funnel clouds remains until the storms move out of the area. Additional statements will be issued as conditions warrant. We'll keep you posted right here at K. Here's Connie Smith, and it's called So Sad.
So sad to watch good love go bad.
It's just so sad to watch love go bad. Connie Smith on KDAV Lubbock. 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock with Bob Jones. City weather brought to you by the Old Opry House located on the Slayton Highway.
Hi, friends, this is Kenny Mays. There's an all-new night spot in Lubbock. You knew it as the Carriage House. Now it's been completely remodeled into one of the finest country clubs in the Southwest. We call it the Old Opry House. Drop by and see us tonight for the best country atmosphere in Lubbock. We appreciate it.
Don't miss the Kenny Mays band tonight at the Old Opry House, 912 Slayton Road.
Let's see what we've got on our hands here. We've got quite a lot to tell you about the weather. Again, a tornado warning is no longer in effect for Crosby County of Texas. The tornado last reported south of Rawls has dissipated and is no longer a threat. Very heavy thunderstorms are moving into Lubbock County at this time. Reports from Buffalo Springs Lake indicated extremely heavy rains and very gusty winds. The heaviest activity, again, is expected to move south of the city of Lubbock, although the city itself will probably experience rain and gusty winds. The possibility of local flooding in southwestern Crosby and southern Lubbock will exist for the next hour or so. Also, the possibility of funnel clouds remains until the storms move out of the area. Again, additional statements will be issued as conditions warrant. And let's see what the forecast is for tomorrow. Partly cloudy through Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Continued humid with highs tomorrow in the mid-80s, lows in the morning in the low 60s. Right now in Lubbock, it's cloudy, 76 degrees.
Break for a short, short. This here's old C.W. McCall with a tip for you. Mercy sakes, we definitely keep our seat belts buckled when trucking down them highways. For sure, good buddy, we think that's definitely a good way to stay alive.
The Citizens for Highway Safety and the American Trucking Associations urge you to make the bicentennial year a safe year. Live to see our historic sites.
Drive defensively and have a safe truck and trip.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. If you got...
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.